Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. As a small business owner, trying to understand what is going on in terms of the ramifications of COVID and the financial market and, wow, the world we're in now. I did a little investigating, just looking at some of the opportunities offered by the Small Business Administration, by state and local government, by, at the federal level. What's going on? What can we do? How does it impact us? And I thought it would be worth sharing some of my findings, because there are going to be times when small businesses may need support beyond COVID. And I realize that, and there's some things that are very unique about the COVID moment, but in terms of relief from the Small Business Administration, I found out that if you look for disaster relief, you need to be able to tie it to something physical, inventory, a building, that kind of thing. That if you're a digital marketing business and you're trying to prove economic injury because of a disaster, it's going to be challenging because, my gosh, the Small Business Administration's language, the way they go about servicing small businesses to help them figure out what they lost and how they can apply for very low interest federal loans, it's tied to brick and mortar. That was a very important lesson, and I'm glad that I was doing this research, because how do digital businesses bring their needs forward? How do they show economic injury? I don't think that there's an answer for that yet, but I know that we need to find one. Another observation that I made had to do with the Paycheck Protection Program. If you as a business employed people with W-2s in the United States, that W-2 employee population paying into Social Security and everything else could be documented by the Internal Revenue Service. You, the business, could show the amount of money that you need in order to keep that employee on the payroll and try to get a loan. Now, the loan would be forgiven if you're using the money for payroll protection to be paying your employees during the time of COVID. That legislation was passed in March, and it has a July deadline. And I mean, you know, you've got to have people back on the payroll working and moving forward after July. And I think that the way that deadlines were set in the midst of an unknown pandemic was very curious, because there are many businesses that are not able to open up right now with full employment staff. The commitment that you make to bring people back on and get them back into work, you're operating at half capacity or three quarters capacity. You're not able to meet your financial obligations. So this is going to be very interesting to watch unfold. It is the early June right now, the time when a lot of states are reopening some of their businesses in a way that may or may not be smart, but they're doing it because it's time. We've set these time deadlines. We've got to get businesses open. Well, we know that there are lapses in testing. There's not the tracking that needs to be done. We know that there could be businesses shutting down again, just as we get to phase two and phase three of reopening America. We could be going back to phase one. How can you be nimble? How can you pivot? How can you adjust when there are so many unknowns? So I'm bringing this up in the context of this conversation about the business of doing business. If you are trying to figure out your options right now during the COVID circumstances and the financial uncertainty, this is huge. The other aspect of being a small business and having people on your payroll, if they do not receive W-2 forms, if they are not employees, but they're contractors who work with you, and they could be contractors who've worked with you for years, it's not just somebody that you're grabbing off of Fiverr, they have got to apply for their own loans through banks, and they don't get to have the business try to advocate for them. They are on their own as far as that goes. And as far as that goes, you as a business cannot ask for support to be helping them, because you'll get thrown out of the application process. It won't let you complete it, because anyone on a 1099, any contract employee, has to file for themselves. One final lesson that I learned in my investigations of some of the options and opportunities for small businesses right now is that there are a number of ways that businesses are coming together to help one another and assist, just in terms of almost a barter type of thing right now. So be aware that if you have something to offer and someone else has something to give, you might investigate different types of collectives that are surfacing. And in the midst of all of that, I will say that it's a time when, even though we're looking for what can we get, we really need to be thinking about what can we give, because a lot of our customers, a lot of our colleagues who are doing business out there, who are scrambling right now because they don't know how they're supposed to stay in business, they need some support. They need some reassurance. And I would bet that you have some talent or skill or insight or a little checklist of some sort you could give to others to help them during this time. It's finding the humanity in the midst of the scramble for how to financially stay viable that can sometimes be lost. Because I think that we get so caught up in the paperwork. We get so caught up in trying to figure out how the hell we could claim economic injury in the midst of a pandemic if we are a digital business, that you forget that there are people who are involved. You forget that there are employees out there. You forget that there are people who are relying on the service that you might provide, that you're fixing to have to put into suspense or a holding pattern, pause, while you're figuring out everything. As we are trying to come to terms in the United States with the federal and the state and the local obligations and responsibilities for assisting businesses, there are many lessons we're learning. We know that right now, because health insurance is tied to employment in the United States, that the number of people going on unemployment, the number of people who've lost their jobs, and the healthcare uncertainties that this brings about is a whole nother conversation. But when businesses are challenged with, do we stay open, do we not stay open, the cost of healthcare is a big concern. So as we're all trying to figure out, where do we go, what do we do, who has an answer, does anyone have direction, we're in a whole new game. And I think because there are so many financial and environmental conditions and variables in play, because we have got a number of issues that COVID hasn't created, but that COVID has highlighted, like social inequity and racism. We are more and more in playing in the world of uncertainty. And as small businesses, we're also expected to manage and run the work that we do in legal ways, in confidence-building ways, in absolutely managerial, correct ways. And sometimes we don't know where everything is going and how it's all headed. So my hope is that we will leave the COVID pandemic time frame, whenever it ends, with a lot of new awareness about how to define ourselves as businesses, especially if we are digital, or a significant amount of what we do is digital. How do we document what we do? How do we support what we do? How do we take a stand for what we need? We live in interesting times, and I think that is both a blessing and a curse, right? So let this be a time when, as a business owner, you're cognizant of the business needs that you have in order to stay afloat, and that you're making smart choices in terms of self-care as the business owner and as the business, and self-sacrifice, that you are thinking about the employees that you have and how all of this has impacted them, that you move with an intention to find a solution and to pivot when you need to. We're all learning and growing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Digital Alchemy Podcast. If you want to learn more about podcast, or you want to figure out how to create your own or work with ABUM Digital Creations to work one for you, check out our website. Send us a note. Contact us. Podcasts are a great platform for sharing ideas, and we're happy to share this time with you.